Eden together so far. So what is land? Yeah, land is the natural expression that contains nature. Garden, an extension of the mindset. Again, what is land? I repeat, land is the natural expression, garden, and extension of the mindset. So, when we look at the Garden of Eden, what was it? It was land, which was physical on the earth. But what did this garden reflect? The mindset of God, because everything that was growing in the garden was the mindset, it was the idea, it was the reflection of the thoughts, imagination, and revelation of God. Are we together so far? Are we together so far? Yes. So what is land? Land is the natural expression, garden, and extension of the mindset, and cultivated culture, behaviors or traits of the owner. There I put man who owns the land. So when you see land, what are you seeing? You're seeing an extended mindset of the man who owns the what? The land. Now let me say this, yeah? We once went in a house, and when we went in that house, when I was in the bathtub, there was a fear whenever we were in this bathroom. There was a fear, a certain kind of evil presence. But when I was in the bathtub, I saw a vision. I saw a woman being strangled or strangling herself, committing suicide. And then the Lord said to me that the woman who was previously in this home, she tried to commit suicide through the bathtub, and in the bathtub, she was depressed. Are you listening to what I'm saying now? Now, even when she moved out of the house, she moved out of the place. She left the energies of her expression and depression in the place. So when we came into the house, we had to sanctify the house through God's power and God's presence. So the house that we came in was an extension of the evil energies of the person that previously lived there. Even though the person had left, there was an existence, evil energy that was still present and hovering in the place. So, if we didn't have any ability to sanctify the place, that place would have chased us away, or we would have struggled with the place. Or someone of us would also become depressed like that woman, because the energy of depression was in the place. So it will take on whoever comes in the place. He also enters in that depression. And he will move, he will behave the same way. Only if that person who is with God can now take over the land, take over the place, take over that ground, and then he sanctifies it. He nullifies, purifies the land. Are you catching what I'm saying now? So land is also known as Mother Earth, because the things that are sown or planted on land gain their ability to grow. When things are put into the land, they grow with the nature of the energies of the one that is putting these things in the ground. If a person sows a seed with an evil intention, the seed sown grows with that intention. When a person sows the seeds with a good intention, the seeds he grows with that intention. So I'm trying to teach land. When you start to understand the land you are on, you're going to understand the owner, because now you understand what does land mean. The word land means it is the expression of the one who owns the land. Are we together so far? Genesis chapter 2 verse 15 says, then the Lord took the man and put him in the garden of Eden. The garden that was in the presence of God, you remember? The garden that was in the calendar of God. The garden that was covered by the cloud that brings rain in the seasons of God. And what did God put man to do in this garden? To till and tend it. The word till there means to plant, manage, cultivate, incarnate, pray, teach, give culture, govern, and keep it, conduct it as a business or mutual exchange. Which means that if man had succeeded to govern that garden as he should, he has incarnated it, that garden which is that land, many other lands now will want to be desire or desire to be cultivated in the same way. And then he will begin to exchange his ways of doing things. The plants that he has planted, they benefit him. The animals that he has there, the gold, the silver, the minerals that he has there. And then he begins to exchange that on the level of the needs of other people. If somebody needs gold, they will come to him. If somebody needs cow, they will come to him. If somebody needs plants, they will come to him. So now the garden has become a benefactory, benefiting the one who owns the land. Is anybody catching what I'm saying? The texture of land is always in the formula of soil. Write that down. Texture of land is always in the formula of soil. Write that down. So the land contains the soil. But the texture of soil is the one that contains nutrients, depending on the one who is cultivating the land. We have an avocado here that grows very beautiful avocados. But what I've realized with this avocado, and this is what everybody says, they taste sweet. There is a sweetness in the avocado. Where does that sweetness come from, which doesn't exist in other avocados? It's because it's in the presence of God. It's in the presence where prayer overwhelms the ground. And the owners of the ground are nurtured or are governed by the laws of the God of Israel. So whatever that grows in the land or upon the land takes on that nature of sweetness, takes on that nature of a blessing. Is anybody catching what I'm saying? So the texture of land is always in the formula of soil. Now, there is soil that will tell you that this soil is fertile because of its nature. And there is soil that will say this is not good for planting because of the nature of the soil. But the nature of the soil, either good or bad, is a reflection of the owner and the expression of the owner that owns the land. Write that down. The texture of the soil. This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Quota, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.